Gary Marshall with the Missouri Corn Growers Association. As we begin Commodity Classic, Gary, what is top of mind for Missouri growers? What's their priority?
You know, it's not really, I should say it's different this time than what it's been in the past. And that's because I don't believe we have any burning issues as far as our resolutions go. But the huge overriding issue that everybody is looking at is what's happening in Washington, D.C., and that's with the dysfunction of Congress. Nothing is happening between the Congress and the administration. The whole sequestration thing is going to hit this week. Nobody knows what the plan is going to be. So our two big issues, Farm Bill and the Renewable Fuel Standard, making sure that stays attached as it currently is, yeah, we're waiting on Congress just to do some new things. And Farm Bill is one of them, but we also understand that that's down the road. They've got other issues they're going to tackle first. They're going to tackle money issues. They're going to tackle immigration. They're going to tackle some other things. So we're probably talking sometime late this summer before we have a new Farm Bill. The RFS, we think it will survive. It's going to take a lot of hard work for us to do that. So we're kind of in a wait-and-see mode, and we're happy with where we're at, but anxious to get started moving forward.
I've talked to some growers who, for top of mind, would be the drought, because in 2012 they went through it, but they're afraid to go through it again in 2013.
You know, it's a huge issue. I don't know that they're so much worrying about the last drought, but they're worrying about getting their corn planted this next year and what is the weather going to be like. So, yeah, drought for 2013 now is becoming a huge concern. And thankfully, we've gotten some snow, we've gotten some rain. The bottom two-thirds of Missouri, let's say I-70 South, is really good on moisture right now. But particularly the Northwest region, which is our big corn-producing area, needs more moisture. So we're hopeful we get that before planting season, but farmers are the eternal optimist, so they're ready to get started. They're going to plant a huge corn crop, we believe.
How much is the RFS being discussed at Commodity Classic this year?
Well, the defense of the RFS is our number one issue. As far as Missouri corn is concerned, as far as national corn is concerned, it's the holy grail. The RFS, the Renewable Fuel Standard, requires ethanol to be used by the refineries. And I'll give you a great example. Right now, ethanol is 80 cents a gallon cheaper than gasoline, and yet the big refiners, the marketers, they won't use it. And that's because nobody's forcing them to. They'd rather pass on higher costs to consumers. So we know, leave big oil to their own devices, they're going to continue to sell oil. They don't care how much they gouge the American public. So what we have to do is make sure that Congress understands that and they keep that renewable fuel standard intact. We believe they will. I tell you, the House of Representatives is a problem for us right now, but we've got a lot of solid support in the Senate, solid support in the White House. So, you know, it's going to be our number one issue because it drives everything in the rural economy.